America has never been so divided. More than 40 million unemployed, and racial tensions are exploding. Now, a new book by David Horowitz exposes the media war on President Trump. David Horowitz is a leading conservative thinker, and Blitz rips the lid off the secret agenda to stop President Trump. Blitz even predicted race would become the big issue of 2020. Now, Blitz reveals the surprising facts about Trump and his plan to fight back. You need to get Blitz. Already an Amazon number one bestseller, Newsmax calls Blitz the most important Trump book for 2020. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable for every conservative. And Mike Huckabee says it's President Trump's playbook for victory. Find Blitz in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save almost $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms. Quality Clean cleans everything from banks to medical facilities to schools. Check out the new website, myqualityclean.com, myqualityclean.com, or call 833-4250.
Clean up your business with Quality Clean.
Sunshine, a nice afternoon. Our high today at 81. Clear skies tonight and a low 61. Sunny to partly cloudy for tomorrow, the high near 85. And then tomorrow night, clear skies, low 64. Sunshine, nice day on Saturday, the high near 84. And then for Sunday and Monday, sun and clouds, it'll be a pleasant couple of days. The high Sunday, 82. Monday's high, 85. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams.
It's 80 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy and Chris Griffith and Dr. Cadill, Britt Cadill from St. James, all with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Open Line Thursday, your questions about anything related to health, and everything is. And, of course, if you want to make a comment, it's not a question, well, that's also related, so let us know what you want to talk about today. And, of course, we still need to disinfect. As exciting as it is to be somewhat back on track and to return to what used to be, we all understand the risks of probable infections, viruses, bacteria, including COVID-19. The people behind HOCL Solutions have designed products to disinfect surfaces properly and have also developed products for cleaning of all skin, as well as mouth, eyelids, and ears. As a surface disinfectant, HOCL Solution is an EPA-approved hospital-grade disinfectant that kills a lengthy list of viruses, bacteria, and germs, and can be used against the spread of emerging pathogens. As an FDA-cleared product, HOCL Solution is safe to use on all intact skin, including eyelids, mouth, and ears. HOCL Solutions is alcohol-free, so it doesn't dry your skin, contains no harsh chemicals or fumes, derived from naturally occurring minerals, simple to use, easy to use, safe for all, and most important, HOCL is effective to be used against the spread of harmful viruses and pathogens. Buy yours today at www.hoclconnectors.com. Use Dr. 10 and you get a 10% discount and free shipping. Tom, good afternoon.
Yeah, is there anything you can do for floaters? You know, they're in your eye.
Now, that's spiders. One that I do not know a treatment for. I have had that question many times. However, Brent,
no, I haven't found any very specific things for that. Just as your general health improves, though, floaters will improve. So nothing specific, though.
Yeah, I wondered. Okay. I haven't had anybody report whether trying castor oil says it'll clear cataracts. I mean, it's about 90% effective in clearing cataracts.
Right.
I would certainly try it because it's safe.
I'm actually familiar. Okay. Hey, Tom, are you in Springfield area?
Yes.
Okay, this is Chris Griffith, the Medical Intuitive. Hey, actually, I have a machine called the Biomodulator. And the biotransducer we have used working with somebody on basically breaking apart their floaters. And after one session on it, they said it broke apart from one into five smaller ones. And then after about 9 months later, there was just, it wasn't even distinguishable anymore. So that would that would be worth trying.
Yeah, that is definitely worth trying.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Tom, I think you ought to call and have a session. 351-5221. I'm sorry?
Thanks.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling, Tom. 862-9977. 800-375-0056. And, of course, every day is a day for nature-blessed tart cherry juice concentrate at the produce department in real grocery stores. If they don't have it, you're in a fake grocery store. It lowers your cholesterol. It lowers your blood pressure. It's anti-inflammatory. One dose, 2 tablespoons, 1 simple ounce of this is equal to almost 4 of the best fruits and vegetables in the world in antioxidants. It is wonderful tasting, and nothing equals it in antioxidant capacity. Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, in every day, you need access to ask us your questions. And this is the time for Judy. Judy, you're on the air?
I am.
Hi, what's
can
up?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Good, good, good. I was just looking at your new webpage. It is wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, we're working on it. And by the way, our website now is realholisticdocs, docs.com.
Well, I thought that was a good name too.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, I've had that website reserved for about 10 years, so we finally put it on.
Well, I'm glad you found somebody to put it up. It looks really nice.
Good.
People ought to go take a look. I was going to ask your medical intuitive if he has any clue what is causing my pain.
Judy's pain.
Okay, Judy. That would probably be easiest to see in person than to go over the air. Can you care to share a little bit about what it is, and I'll try to connect to you?
It hurts.
Okay.
I'm going to say that if I don't move, I feel pressure. But if I move, I feel pain.
Okay.
In the muscle. It's not in the joint.
Okay. Yeah, I think I probably need to see you in person to get a full scope of what's going on.
Well, I'll be out there sometime. I'll have to look and see when my appointment is, and I'll try to catch up with you then.
Okay, that's great.
I appreciate you're even taking the time to talk with me, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Judy. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
And now is your turn. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, don't forget, you need health food products. I have to get them someplace. You do, too. My favorite is Spring Valley Natural Foods, right there next to FedEx office, loaded with goodies. I've never seen so many different things in that shop. I can go in there and just spend an hour looking for fun to see what's there. But they carry Dr. Sheely's, all our products, to my magnesium lotion and spray, Dr. Sheely's essentials, our youth formula, my 5 bliss oils, Eugesterone cream, but thousands of other articles, and 30% off on books all year, 30% off on 2 or 3 lines of health food products. Spring Valley Natural Foods, the place where I shop, and you should too. And of course, if you just have a yen for acupuncture, well, there is one and only one acupuncturist center in the world that I can recommend. It's Dr. Jill at Wellness Concepts Clinic. Right here in Springfield, 1200 East Woodhurst Drive, Suite R300, 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. Dr. Jill, get your needles at Dr. Jill's, and get your questions answered right here at 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. Did you have something? You looked as if you had something to say.
Yeah, I was going to say something about Spring Valley. I really like them there. Jamie's so sweet, and she really cares about people that come in.
Yeah, and they give you advice, and if they don't know, they'll, you know, refer you.
Yeah, and then I like that if you're concerned about, you know, going into a physical store right now, you can just order online on their website.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And they do bail order, of course, yep. A lot. But they've been that way, you know, they've been there since 1965.
Yeah.
Well, okay, folks, in case you haven't thought about it, if you want the quickest boost in your immune system, well, there are two possibilities. Intravenous ozone, that lovely smelling. You know, I've all my life I've loved ozone. I actually could sniff it all day. I've heard of sniffing glue. I've never tried that, but sniffing ozone would be a favorite of mine. But I like it intravenously as well as smelling it. And it's great for your immune system. And, of course, if you want a double dip and get the best of all, you also get intravenous vitamin C. Nothing that I know will boost your immune system as well as a big dose of vitamin C and an ozone intravenously.
Actually, can I ask a question for you then?
Yes.
I have a client that I've been working with. She had radiation in her brain, and they over-radiated her.
Oh, yes.
And basically burned it, and now her immune system is shot. So I was wondering what your thoughts on ozone and what.
Definitely.
Yep.
Ozone would be very high on my list for that. But there are other things, of course. She also needs to be sure that she's getting adequate antioxidants, mm-hmm. as well as, basic B complex. The brain, more than any other organ, needs B1, B2, B3, and B6.
Yeah.
As well as B12 and folic acid, but the basic Bs.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been working on the other things, but I didn't consider the idea of ozone yet. And I'm like, perfect time to mention it. She may be listening.
I would definitely consider ozone. And theoretically, even breathing ozone can help because it goes through the cribriform plate right into the brain. Huh. Have you had experience with that, Bryn?
Not so much about the cribriform plate, but I was just thinking that the lecithin would probably be good in this situation.
For memory, you need acetylcholine, and lecithin is your best single source of making acetylcholine, the memory molecule, so to speak. And, of course, I also like B-complex always. And to make serotonin, of course, to be happy, you also need tryptophan. Tryptophan is about a billion and a trillion times better than any drug in the world. I gave a lecture on this at the big surgical congress back in 1975, and in 24 hours after it was put in the National Enquirer, the country was sold out of tryptophan. Within 48 hours, the Japanese had doubled the wholesale price. But 7,000 milligrams of tryptophan, 50 milligrams of B-complex, and a tiny bit of lithium orotate, 15 to 20 milligrams, is the single greatest way for depression. But it also can help memory, not maybe as much as acetylcholine and lecithin, but all of this goes together. The brain is a multifactorial device, and we need to take care of it because, well, no matter what you think about the other, is no matter what some people think, the heart is the center of love and all that. But if you don't have a brain, nothing works. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment about anything, the time is now. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Now, anybody who calls in today, I want to ask them, do you know who Methuselah was? Sergey and I have a little bet about Methuselah, and he thinks not most people won't know who Methuselah was, and I think 90% of people will. If you don't know, well, I'm not telling you until you call in. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And folks, if you want to get my free email newsletter and all the history of our work, radio shows, blogs, email newsletters, all that is all on holistic.com. realholisticdocs.com. realholisticdocs.com. That's where you can get it. And the new website is up and running. And if you go to our website, you can sign up for my free email newsletter. You have a choice, but auditory focus is my number one recommendation. Everybody should practice it. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Bonnie, good afternoon. You there, Bonnie? It dropped. Well, come back, Bonnie. You're welcome. 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
So since we're talking about your website, does normshealy.com still work?
No.
No.
It doesn't. I'm trying to get them. The changeover has been, struggle. Yeah. I would like it to go automatically the way it used to, but so far, GoDaddy. GoDaddy's almost as bad as Bill Gates in dealing with the life.
You probably don't have as much money, though.
Well, no, but at any rate, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Now is the time to ask your question or make your comment, because it is all, everything, whether you think, breathe, do, it's all related to your health. You can't think a thought about anything that doesn't somehow affect your health, directly or indirectly. Kathy, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, terrific. There was a slight mention of cataracts, and I would like to know more about cataracts.
Well, for at least 48 years, I have been recommending castor oil in the eye for dissolving cataracts. I've had hundreds of people report that the cataracts disappear within 3 to 6 months. You get your castor oil at a drugstore, not at a health food store, because at health food stores they have it for putting on your skin. But you get the USP, United States Pharmacopeia, at any drugstore, and you get a sterile dropper, and you put one drop in each eye once a day. You can do it in the morning or in the evening, and it will safely dissolve your cataracts.
I have used the stuff you get at a health food store, so I guess I've been using the wrong stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that from a health food store. I like health food stores for oral stuff, but not for in the eyes.
Oh. Okay, because I was just thinking it didn't work, because I used a lot.
Right. Well, I would go to the pharmacy and get it, because to be safe.
Do you recommend a pharmacy?
Well, Walmart, I know, has got it. I mean, Walgreens.
Walgreens?
Walgreens has it, yes.
Okay, terrific. And I have another question, which isn't for me, but it's for a friend of mine. And it's pretty obscure, I think. But she has been having what feels like something biting her under her skin, biting her eyes, biting her particularly bad at night. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yes. That is definitely a deficiency in the immune system. Your immune system is allowing all kinds of nonsense to go on. Brent, you got any other ideas?
Not yet.
Yeah, in my opinion, there's certain nutrients that can help, but the single most important thing probably would be intravenous vitamin C and ozone.
Uh-huh.
What's the thoughts about parasites?
Everything in the world.
Yes, it could be parasites. Yeah, I'm sorry?
She seems to have tried everything in the world.
Well, I'll give you odds she hasn't tried IV vitamin C.
No, she has not tried that.
Right. Well, the only place you'll get it is a true holistic clinic. You won't find it at your average MD's place. But it's very safe.
Right.
I've used it for almost 50 years, and I wouldn't be without it.
Uh-huh. Did you say ozone as well, or just
yes.
Intravenous vitamin C?
You can give ozone intravenously as well as nasally. And you can inject it into joints and muscles and all kinds of places.
Right, and the ozone's helpful with liver detox also.
Oh, yes.
And that may be a factor in this problem here.
Okay, she has done, I know, some of the medical mediums, heavy metal, and I think the liver detox.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, the top of my list is almost certainly IV vitamin C and ozone.
Okay.
Intuitively, I would look into the lymphatic system as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's part of the immune system. The lymph and the immune system are like Siamese twins.
Yeah.
Okay. I will tell her. Thank you so very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Have a good one. And Terry, good afternoon.
Priscilla, you may have addressed this before, but what is your take on the whole corona fiasco?
Well, I can't say on the air what I think, but let me say, I would say it's an insult to the bull to call it what it really is. It is a fake. There is a virus, maybe. It probably, I doubt it's any worse than average flu virus. But every statement that has been made by the CDC and the AMA and most especially Fauci, the crook, is contradicted by something else. Now, in my opinion, you've got to always take care of yourself. Obviously, everybody, all the time, should be taking adequate vitamin D3 and vitamin C as a minimum to stay healthy.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Kind of corroborates what I think.
Thank you, Terry. You're right on it. Have a good one. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Bonnie.
I'm sorry, my phone just went dead on you a while ago. Well, when you said who knows who Methuselah is, I just wanted to call up and say 969.
Good on you. So what do you, what do you want to say or ask?
Oh, I just want to say that I had golfer's elbow. I wasn't golfing. I think it was something else I was doing wrong. But magnesium lotion alternate with the emu oil.
Wonderful.
Yep, that's all.
Well, great. Thank you for that information, Bonnie.
Yay,
bless you. Have a good one.
Bye.
862-9977-800-375-0056. Sharon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Sheely. That lady that just called about the cataracts and her friend. I have been doing the castor oil for 2 weeks. And I am starting to see very faintly an improvement.
Wonderful.
If her friend has parasites, what about diatomaceous earth?
You are right.
Care of a lot of them.
Food grade diatomaceous earth is probably the single greatest nutritional thing that can help get rid of parasites. Yes, I highly recommend it.
Okay. All right. You have a good day.
Hey, thanks for calling. Great question. Great comment.
Bye-bye.
862-9977-800-375-0056. Lee, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm wondering, does anybody know who Methuselah was?
I'm not hearing her well.
She's wondering if anybody knows who Methuselah is.
Oh. Yep. Do you know who Methuselah is?
I think he's about the oldest person we've got record of.
That is it. Right on. You're perfectly correct. Thank you. He lived 969 years. He had a son named Jared. And that's all I know.
Oh, and his grandson is Noah. Yeah, Noah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Noah, and his father is Enoch.
Yep. That's true.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm wondering, what do you suggest for... The sciatic problem.
Well, now that one requires a physical exam, because I would say there's a 40% chance if you've got sciatica that your sacrum is rotated, something called a sacral shear. And that I can diagnose in about 2 minutes and correct in 30 seconds. If it's not coming from the sacral shear, then it could be either muscle spasm or it can be coming from a disc or some a rotation of the lumbar spine itself. So that does require a careful exam. And by the way, 99.999% of MDs do not even know what a sacral shear is. You know what a sacral shear is?
No.
See,
but it may be like a sacroiliac sprain.
No, it's a rotation of the sacrum like that.
Okay.
And I'll show, I need to take you back to the office and show you about it, because chiropractors do not know this. Only real DOs know this. The reason I know it is I had one. in 1982. And a young DO, Buddy Brayfield, corrected it, and that's how I learned how to do it. And I've done hundreds of them since then. So that's the most important thing, is don't let somebody go fiddling with your spine until you know that you don't have a sacral shear.
But this also may be just a case of a sacroiliac. And most people that are told that they have sciatica, I find with the ozone injections that it's really coming from the sacroiliac joint.
Yeah, if it's coming from the sacroiliac joint, not from a rotation, then it certainly could be helped immensely by ozone.
Right.
Okay, Lee?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And Trish, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. We have a daughter-in-law that is beginning her third trimester, and she has very low blood platelets. And they started it with prednisone, and that raised them, and then it didn't work. So she weaned herself off of that, and she's had a IV immunoglobulin. Two sets of those last week, and we don't know what if they've raised her platelets, but do you have any suggestions?
I'm going to ask Brent here. He's more likely to answer that than I am.
Well, I think it's a mitochondrial problem, which is metabolism, and this is affecting one of the organs.
Yeah, have they checked her hemoglobin A1C?
Not that I know of.
Well, be sure that she doesn't have prediabetes, because that could be. Hemoglobin A1C is the answer to that one. And if her blood count is normal and her hemoglobin A1C is normal, the single most important thing probably would be potassium and magnesium.
Okay.
Magnesium lotion and potassium gluconate. But without knowing what those blood tests are, I'm not sure.
Right. So if it's not, if the A1C comes back normal,
with the metabolism being low and the platelets being low, so this just may also originate in the liver.
Of course.
And
that would, theoretically, you'd make a diagnosis of that with a comprehensive metabolic profile. If there was something really off on the liver, your enzymes or something ought to be off.
Right. But if you find, but there may be some help with the liver, just natural help with the liver also.
And a castor oil pack on the liver then could be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be
good. At least it can't
hurt.
Mm-hmm. That's very safe.
Right.
A castor oil pack?
Yeah, a cloth soaked in castor oil over the upper right quadrant, your upper abdomen.
Right. They had mentioned that her spleen.
Ah, is enlarged?
Well, they didn't say it was enlarged, but when they were doing this IV, they said, you know, the spleen, not that they would take it out now, but that would correct the problem.
Well, it just corrects the symptom, but it doesn't correct the cause of the problem, which would probably be more like the liver, and the castor oil pack is a good suggestion.
Yeah, now we really need a complete metabolic look to know what's going on.
Right. Well, maybe I'll see if I can get that from her. Castor oil pack, just once a day, or?
Yeah, at least an hour, or you can wrap it up and sleep in it all night.
Right. Okay.
And it's very safe.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help, and you have a good day.
Thanks for calling, and we'll be right back after this brief break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Two kayakers have been rescued after their kayak overturned on the James River. Nixa Fire Protection District officials say a man and woman were kayaking when their craft overturned a mile south of the Delaware River town access. The woman was able to cling to debris and call 911. Rescuers used the GPS coordinates from her phone to locate her. The man was able to make it to the shoreline, but rescuers had to use boats to reach him. The Central Bank of the Ozarks branch on North Kansas Expressway was robbed this morning. Police say the suspect handed a teller a note but did not display a weapon. The robber got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. Police are examining security video footage and the FBI is consulting on the case. And the Christian County Health Department is reporting a possible COVID-19 exposure. An infected person was at Evolution Fitness in Ozark on June 3rd or 4th between 8 and 9 p.m., at Come and Go on 21st Street on June 3rd at about 9 a.m., and at Price Cutter on North 17th Street in Ozark on June 4th between 8 p.m. and 8:20. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Your car got a problem? No. Your problem is my problem. We're going to get together every weekend and solve it under the hood. From check engine lights to taillights, the Car Doctor is on call solving your car's problem. Put my 45-plus years of repairing cars, 28 of them here on radio, to work for you. Sunday morning from 7 to 8 on KWTO AM 560, 93.3 FM, online at radiospringfield.com.
Sunshine, a nice afternoon. Our high today at 81. Clear skies tonight and a low 61. Sunny to partly cloudy for tomorrow, the high near 85. And then tomorrow night, clear skies, low 64. Sunshine, nice day on Saturday, the high near 84. And then for Sunday and Monday, sun and clouds. It'll be a pleasant couple of days. The high Sunday, 82. Monday's high, 85. I'm AccuWeather, Steve Williams.
It's 80 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
It is Dr. Ronald Sheely and Brent Caudill and Chris Griffith with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Lucy, thanks for waiting.
Oh, hello, Dr. Sheely. I've been listening to you for a few years. I'm 73 years old, and I'm having a problem with apparently it's receding gums. And I heard you talking a couple of weeks ago to someone about there's a bio dentist or a naturopathy dentist or something in Springfield.
Is that Mary Shahan?
Yes, the Shanes. It's a couple. Mary Lynn Shane and her husband, yes. They're the only good...
Mary Lynn Shane and her husband?
Mary Lynn, yes.
Mary Lynn, okay. Now, I was just wondering... I've been diagnosed with a dead jaw.
Wow.
It's necrosis.
Yes, I know.
In the jaw. And what happened was I had, for 5 years, I took alendronate. And I didn't stop it until after the extraction I had in January. No one told me that I shouldn't have this extraction. And I got a dry socket, and then it didn't heal. And I have an exposed bone because the gums never covered it. Now, I have an appointment next week, Thursday, with an oral surgeon who's going to drill down on the bone and then try to surgically cover it, I guess, with gum and see if that works. But I was wondering if you or the other doctor knew if there's some supplements or some kind of...
Okay, D3. Are you taking D3?
I have been with calcium.
No, forget about the calcium. You need magnesium 10 times more than you need... If you take adequate D3, you don't usually need to add calcium. How much do you weigh?
About 110. I'm 5'6".
Okay, 110? And you're 5'6"? Wow, you're 10. Okay, you need 50,000 units of vitamin D3 the 1st, 10th, and 20th of every month. In your case, I would take a minimum of 15 milligrams of K2.
15
milligrams of K2, and I would take 12 milligrams of boron a day.
12 milligrams of boron.
And I would stimulate every day of my life with Earth Bliss. It's one of my bliss oils. It takes 30 seconds once you learn the points because you need to get your calcitonin going.
Okay. So I shouldn't need to take calcium?
No. If you eat a regular diet, you don't need any extra calcium when you're taking adequate D3. You need magnesium lotion.
Magnesium lotion.
2 teaspoons twice a day.
Oh, you take it internally?
No, you don't take it. It's 20 times better absorbed through the skin than it is through the mouth.
Oh, okay. I thought it was kind of strange.
And a lot more effective.
You apply it to your skin, is there any...
Doesn't matter. You can put it anywhere. I put it on my buttocks because you pull up your shorts. You pull up your undershorts, they hug your body so you'll absorb it well.
Okay. No, the 50,000 units of vitamin D3...
Three times a month, the first, 10th, and 20th, yes.
The 10th and the
20th.
And 50 milligrams of K2 and 12 milligrams of boron.
Yes.
Every day, K2 and boron.
Right.
Every day.
And, of course, okay. Brent says you could take D3.
No, intravenous ozone.
Oh, intravenous ozone, of course.
Yeah.
And that would be even breathing and taste, you know, in your nose and mouth, the ozone would be good, but intravenous would be even better.
Okay. Ozone. How do you get ozone?
Well, you have to get it at an office that's specialized in it, such as ours.
Okay.
We give it IV 5 days a week.
So I have this surgery next Thursday. Do you think any of this will do any good by then?
Well, it's pretty pushy, but it can't hurt to have it before and immediately afterwards.
Okay. All right. It sounds good. I really appreciate your assistance.
Well, thank you for calling, Lucy.
And I appreciate listening to your show. It's interesting. I do hear things that helpful.
Right.
Well, even though, you know, for other little ailments that I have.
Right.
So.
Well, thanks for calling. Blessings.
All right. Thank you. And bless you, too.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Catherine, good afternoon.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, doctor. I have a quick question. I had a bad experience with IV ozone about a year and a half ago, and it appears to have been a reaction to adding a bolus of heparin to the treatment. And I'm wondering, I actually had drop in my platelets and had all the classic symptoms of a reaction to heparin, bad reaction to heparin. And I was able to increase my platelet number by using papaya leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And just did that through my own research. And it took a while to recover, but I immediately put myself on blood clotting, serapeptase and lumbrokinase, and I stayed on it for a long, long, long time. And then I had the testing done to be sure I didn't have the thrombocytopenia. But I'm wondering, do you have to use heparin to do IV?
Well, at my office, this Dr. Caudill, we use the ozone with saline, so you don't need the heparin.
And that's what we do. We use saline as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wondered, I researched and I found there were all kinds of non-allergenic blood thinners that could be used, but you don't even use a blood thinner. So
no, you don't need a blood thinner.
No, you don't need a blood thinner.
Okay, so you can still do the IV therapy and not have to worry about that. Okay, wonderful. And then for the lady who called about her pregnant daughter, the papaya leaf, I just thought I would say that really did help in increasing my platelet number.
Great.
And I don't know if spleen issues always have to do with parasites or if they have something to do with something else, but at any rate, it treats malaria too, just so you know. So
thank
anyway,
you.
I'll let you go.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling, Catherine. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
and 862-9977-800-375-0056. If you still want to ask a question or make a comment today, there's lots of time for more questions. And, of course, if you really want to learn the full scope of holistic medicine, well, we are the original holistic clinic in the world. Started in 1971, 351-5221, 351-5221, or go to realholisticdocs.com, and get our website and sign up for my free email newsletter. You get it 1 to 5 days a week. I pass out information every day practically. And, of course, if you really can't get a question in today, send me an email, norm@normsheely.com. Meanwhile, don't forget to breathe. Interestingly, I would say minimum 50% of time, patients who come in our office have a blood pressure that's elevated when they come in. I often think I must be the most frightening person in the world when I check their blood pressure. So I sometimes just stop and for 2 minutes have them breathe slowly. 5 to 10 seconds breathing in and 5 to 10 seconds breathing out very slowly. Over 50% of the time, that'll bring the blood pressure down to normal within 2 minutes. Now, if that doesn't work, then I do autogenic training. Autogenic training has 28,000 scientific references behind it. And for the long term, doing autogenic training twice a day is the single greatest treatment in the world for almost everything. If you'll do it 18 minutes twice a day, it helps 80% of everything, whether it's pain or depression or hypertension or anxiety. Doing autogenic training twice a day. And you can get that free on my news on our website, realholisticdocs.com. Sign up for my free autogenic focus. You'll get the 18-minute exercise free of charge. Practice it twice a day. It's the single greatest thing in the world. There's nothing that beats it. Now, Dusty, you're worth 36 minutes a day, folks. If you're not, well, good luck. And right now, 862-9977-800-375-0056. Now, everybody in today's polluted world needs, in my opinion, supplements. Back 50 to 60 years ago, the recommended daily intake of B-complex ranged from 1 to 2.5 milligrams of the basic Bs. Today, I think you need 25 milligrams of B1, B2, B3, and B6. I have had many people get better just by taking Dr. Sheely's essentials. In early Alzheimer's, it can stop the progress. It's good. There's no harm in it. It's one of the safest things in the world. And then, of course, the average person has lost 50 to 80% or more of what they started off with DHEA. At age 25, most people make an optimal amount of DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, the anti-stress hormone. By age 40, most people have lost already 20% or more. By age 80, the average person has lost 90% of what they had originally. We have 4 natural techniques that are totally safe. My favorite statement is, make it, don't take it. I don't believe in taking DHEA. I believe in making it. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Joanne, good afternoon.
Hello. I gave some blood on 6/10, and then I fainted, and I went to Cox South ER, and they gave me some fluids. And I haven't been feeling, you know, 100% yet, and I'm doing the electrolytes and the Pedialyte, but I wondered if there was anything else I needed to be doing.
Well, I need a lot more information, Joanne. How old are you?
Just turned 84.
Okay. And have you any other diagnoses, or are you on any kind of medications?
I was on something for blood pressure. It's doing a whole lot better, so I kind of check it every day, and I haven't been, you know, if it's not up, I don't take it.
What is that medication?
And then I take melatonin at bedtime.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind the melatonin. What is the blood pressure medication you're on?
Yeah, I don't have it with me.
Okay. So do you think it was taking that medication that caused the problem?
That would be my idea. I just never even thought about the medication. I just thought maybe I was too old to be giving blood.
Yeah, well, of course, I'm not. That could be, you know, dropping the blood volume, if you will, that much in a short period of time could possibly do it. But if you're also taking an antihypertensive drug, that's going to drop your blood pressure quite strikingly.
Right.
And I would have said you should have missed taking that medication, especially while that day that you were having the blood, blood was drawn.
Okay, that never entered my head. I was just. I'm here and I'll give it.
Right.
Okay, so maybe if I just keep eating and taking the electrolytes and all, Pedialyte.
Are you on a good multivitamin?
No, I'm not.
Well, I think you need Dr. Sheely's Essentials 2-A-Day.
Beg pardon?
Dr. Sheely's Essentials Multivitamin 2-A-Day.
Dr. Sheely's?
Yeah, that's me. Dr. Sheely's Multivitamin. Essentials.
Multivitamin. Okay, I wondered about that.
And D3. How much do you weigh, Joanne?
I think I'm taking the D3.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been losing weight. I was 114. I may be a little lower than that now.
Okay, well, you don't need it more than 3 times a month. 50,000 units of D3. The 1st, 10th, and 20th of the month.
Could you say that again? I'm sitting here in my car writing this down, so.
Well, if you can send me an email, I'll be happy to tell you that in an email.
Okay, or how late are you open? I can call you back.
Well, we're off the air in about 6 minutes, but okay. if you could send me an email, norm@normsheely.com, I'll be happy to answer it for you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. 862-9977-800. 375-0056.
Speaking of vitamin D3, I've discovered that sometimes people will think, oh, I need 50,000 units, so they try to take a lot more of the one they're currently using, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think you should get one that's specifically 50,000 units.
Well, I agree. Yeah, I would think, taking a 50 of a 1,000 units is not necessarily the right way to do it.
No, there's too many fillers and other things that could cause a problem. Just the biotech that you have at your office works spectacular for that.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's one of those things. I think everybody should take it. I mean, all my grandkids, by the time they were 10 years old, I had them on 50,000 once a month. Now they're all adults now, so now, depending on their weight, they're taking it anywhere from once a week to once every 10 days. And this virtually wipes out the flu. I would say it's about 1 trillion times better and safer than a flu vaccine.
No.
And so it's just one of the essentials for me for adequate health. I mean, you know, if we could spend an hour or two outside every day in the sun, mostly naked, we would make enough D3. But how many people are going to do that?
No.
And therefore, it's so much easier to take it by mouth.
I tend to recommend the D3 with somebody, like you mentioned, on the 1st, 10th, and 20th. I usually just say the 10th, 20th, and 30th, so that way they always know when they see a zero that it's that you take it then. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's interesting. I wonder if that would work better than 1st, 10th, and 20th.
I know, it's easier to remember. You just see the zero 10, and go, 20, oh, 30. It's time, because it's a capsule. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Okay, folks. Now is the hour to take care of yourself. Remember, look in the mirror. My favorite poster of all time back in the mid-70s was the guy, the little guy from the cover of Mad Magazine. And had a picture of him and it said, I'm okay because God does not create junk. And you're worth it. Take care of yourself. And take your multivitamin, take your D3, and my youth formula, which helps raise your DHEA. Now, there are three other things that can raise your DHEA. Magnesium lotion, eugesterone cream, and Fire Bliss. If you take all four of those, it will raise your DHEA an average of 250%, and it will never overdo it. Jim, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Quick question, restless leg syndrome, what would you recommend?
Magnesium deficiency. Rub your legs with magnesium lotion before you go to bed every night.
Okay. Magnesium lotion.
Yes.
Is there like a milligram or something like that?
Dr. Sheely's magnesium lotion. I invented it.
I see somebody else with a similar thing, and that didn't completely do it for them, but I encourage them to eat a banana shortly before bed. And because of the potassium in that, you know, it's not a lot of potassium, but it's enough to get the throat the rest of the way.
Good.
Yeah.
You can also eat a little bit of the banana peel on the inside, which seems to have some quinine in it, which is good for muscle cramps and that sort of thing.
Scrape it with a spoon or something?
Uh-huh. No, you're talking about...
Yeah, scraping the inside.
Scraping it, yeah, on the inside.
Of the peel.
Well, that's an interesting one. But I would certainly...
That sounds disgusting.
Well, it's not taking a big bite out of the peel.
Yeah, it's just a tiny taste of it. Yeah.
But definitely magnesium lotion would be at the top of my list.
And do I get that at your place or any place? Or
you can get it at my place, you can get it at Spring Valley. Or you can get it online at realholisticdocs.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very, very, very much.
Hey, let me know next week how it works. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
And folks, remember, every day is the day you need to take care of yourself. You are responsible. I'm not. Chris is not. Nobody is except you. It's your responsibility to eat, to sleep, to think, and to act. And if you're not doing those things adequately, you're going to be unhealthy. It's that simple. Only 3% or less, actually it's 2.7% of Americans, have the basic health habits that are essential for living. Essential. 97.3% of people are missing 1 to 5 essential health habits. Essential health habits, a normal weight, body mass index, 18 to 24. By the time you get to a body mass index of 30, you have the same life expectancy as someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day. Number 2, no smoking. 22% of Americans still smoke. That's the second largest cause of death. Number 1 is true obesity. Number 3, eating a minimum 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I get 20 every morning before I start the day. If you don't get 5, you're in real trouble. Moving 30 minutes 5 days a week. Only 10% of Americans get that much exercise. Go to YouTube and look for Bounce, B-O-U-N-C-E, with Dr. Sheely to see the simplest, safest, easiest way to exercise if you don't like to exercise. And, of course, sleep 7 or 8 hours every night. Not every day, every night. If you don't have those 5 habits, you are shortening your life expectancy and you're increasing your risk of every known disease in the world. Chris, you had something to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the easy ways to try to improve your quality of sleep is to plug your phone in away from your headboard so you're not tempted to pick it up and just check the time.
Well, don't even need to have the cell phone in your bedroom, in my opinion.
It needs to be somewhere else, and use an old-fashioned alarm clock. You know, don't look at the time on it, you know, because the second you get those blue lights in your eyes, you're awake.
Yep. Okay, folks, you couldn't pay me any amount of money to put a cell phone near my head. I would throw it at you if you tried to force me to do it. But in the meantime, until next week, y'all have a good one.
Hi, this is Trish with My Movers. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, let My Movers do the work for you. Give us a call for a free estimate, 882-6683. That's 882-6683, or find our website at thepurplemovers.com. Now sit back, relax, and let My Movers be your movers, and turn up the radio.
Homeowners, have you been considering remodeling your current home or building a new one? Classic wood flooring is the most beautiful, economical, environmentally friendly, and easy to care for material you can choose. The installed cost per square foot is generally lower than it is for tile, stone, and other hard surfaces. Call Classic Wood Floors at 417-882-7666 or visit the showroom at 523 West Plainview Road.
John Cruz here, host of America Outdoors Radio. Join me Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 on KWTO AM 560 to talk about the outdoors. I've fished, hunted, and paddled all across North America, and I'm always looking for great destinations to share with you. Listen every week for tips and advice from experts and the latest in conservation news. That's America Outdoors Radio, Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on KWTO AM 560, 93.3 FM, and online at radiospringfield.com.
Hey, I'm petrologist Charlotte Reed, and you know your pet's a member of your family. You want the best for him or her. So listen to the Pet Buzz on KWTO AM 560 every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. You'll learn how to get the most out of the time you spend with your pet and how to spend your money wisely. That's the Pet Buzz.